The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse
It's all Bill Shatner, all the time, on AM 970, The Answer.
Shatner singing it. William Shatner's new Christmas album. You gotta love that, man.
Al, that's great. Who is he singing this with?
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins. Oh,
Henry
good.
Rollins. Yeah. Shatner Claus.
Shatner Claus is the name of the album. We love it. We absolutely love it. Bill Shatner's our hero. We have a big picture of William in the. We should get a real Shatner kind of portrait. Wouldn't you like that, Frankie?
Would like that. Actually,
like the Kramer portrait.
I think it would be great, and maybe we could do a GoFundMe and have our listeners chip in to get a statue of Shatner in
Take
the
it easy. Statue.
Yeah, bronze. Bronze statue?
Yeah, no.
William Shatner? No. I think if we can get him into the studio. You know what we have to start doing?
Don't do that. Girls? Don't stop. Please
what?
Don't.
What?
Because what? First of all, what? If he came into the studio, Frank and I would be two of the biggest geek fanboys. Forget it. No, it's not a good idea.
It's like be like me with Jeannie Zeno. Yeah, I understand.
No. That's different. That's different. That's completely different. Sorry. I'll help you. You'll help her to a car. It's not a problem.
Listen. Maybe we should reach out, and maybe, Frankie, we could go. I think we should travel and do interviews, like traveling around. And I always said we should carry and we should video. Like Al should go to some of those things that Shelley Goldberg brings us, some of those fun things. We should start doing that stuff. And so maybe if you called Mr. Shatner, who has been very, very gracious to us, has been on the show, maybe we will go to him with a recording thing.
I think, big horse fundraiser that he does every year for charity.
Amazing.
And that would have been the event to go to for him. But he really is a terrific guy. The thing, in some ways, he's a little bit like you in that every minute of his day is pretty much spent working. Like, he has very little downtime.
Understood. You know,
if there's 5 minutes, he squeezes in something to do in that 5 minutes.
He's unbelievable. And he's 85, dare I say?
I believe he's 87.
87. Huh?
When I tell you, when I saw him, and when was I on the, he was in Vegas when we were just in Vegas, and then we did the cruise a couple years ago, the Star Trek cruise. This guy looks great.
He does.
And he was funny and lucid, so sure, whatever. Listen, all Bill Shatner all the time, whatever.
My soul's...
Man crush on Bill Shatner.
That's a guy I'd marry. I'm sorry.
Not the guy downstairs that you met the from Vinnie Viola's office?
No, that guy.
The handsome guy?
That guy was handsome. I'm sorry. He was quite handsome. Quite the looker.
He was my favorite Al Gattulo moment.
He was.
This guy, this big strapping tall guy walks over. Joe, how are you? And I go, whoa. And look at his big
This would be my interaction with him. That's it.
And I go, how are you? And he goes, I'm from Vinnie Viola's office. How are you, Johnny Viola? I go, these are my dear friends. I go, and like, hey, great to see any friend of the Viola's is a friend of mine. How are you? Good to see you. He was so big, tall, handsome guy. And then Al comes over his back. With his backpack on.
Hi.
And I went, hey, check out my news guy. I'll go to Al. Meet this big guy like that. Oh, hi. Hi.
The fact that we're still gushing about this guy months later and we still don't know his name, it's a little disturbing. I mean, just a little. Just a little bit.
I almost lost you, Gattulo. I almost lost you on that one.
You almost lost me this morning after trying to read Frank's email. I would have been out cold, man.
Well, we would read it, but it's a little too long. Hey, let me break down the news, Matt. It's the New Year's Eve. Frank, you let anybody go to that thing?
Yeah.
Any?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. What an event.
I had a
Everyone's
great time.
Welcome. If anyone wants to come,
anyone.
Email me, morano@nycradio.com. Yep.
Can we tell where it is? Can you say where it is now?
Yeah. It's in several different locations. So that's why.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll email you specific instructions.
That's what I mean.
Email me, morano@nycradio.com. Everyone's welcome.
It's a project, this party. Like,
it is.
It's not just one.
It's a lot of work.
You know, it's not just, well, we're meeting at one place. There's various places.
Is it like a treasure hunt kind of thing?
You have to not quite.
Treasure hunt.
Gotta find things.
See, that's what you should do.
With the rhyming, you know, riddles.
Lots of cheeses involved, wine, man. All kinds of things. Yeah, it's great.
Gosh,
I've never been to one.
I remember we were down, where were we? Where were we go last time? At the Borgata, wasn't
right.
it? The Borgata,
exactly.
Yeah. And Dr. Nina was down there.
Mm. Oh, had
No, Stone was nice. It was. Look at us. We're like children. Okay, to the news, please, because otherwise, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, a good morning, and we welcome you on this Friday, November 30th, 2018. Great to have you with us. Matthew Maury will join us momentarily, because Michael Cohen was the attorney for President Trump, for candidate Trump, for Donald J. Trump in New York. And now he's flipping all over the place. I'm not buying this at all, and we'll save most of this if we can for Mr. Maury, because I know he's fired up about it. But when you get a lawyer and then they go after the lawyer, I don't know. First of all, what we're forgetting is, what about the lawyer-client privilege? What happened here? So that means that a special investigator, a special prosecutor like Robert Mueller, can throw that all aside. Any rights, any decency, any laws or rules of engagement, truly, that you got to just put aside, because you can go and now you could look into the records of Michael Cohen, just because you have a rumor that Donald Trump may have, quote unquote, colluded with the Russians. Man, we are in bad shape that this happens. And this is why, when people get mad at me, you go, oh, you're too pro-Trump. You're too pro-Trump. No, we need a guy like President Trump who, and I know the bluster, and I know, like Dennis Prager says, the flaws of the president. But I'm telling you, we need that now, because now you've got the Department of Justice. It just said, no, well, oh, you're a lawyer? Well, we're going to look into all your records, and we're going to read everything your clients ever said. Well, wait a minute. The client went there expecting confidentiality. That's why when Amazon goes, we're going to be able to look into your medical records, it'll make it easier for us. Oh, yeah, I believe in that, Mr. Bezos. They want to find out everything about us. The second you put anything online, they're going to find out about it. And so that for them to go in, and then they go in, and Cohen's got nothing on the president. I mean, nothing. And you know it, and I know it, and you see it. All of a sudden, the news breaks yesterday. Broke on the show, and we go, oh, Michael Cohen, he's flipping, he's saying he knew things, and he lied. Do you believe it for a second? I don't believe it for a second. He's just saving his butt. Now, can you blame Cohen? Is he weak, like the president said? If the DOJ is going to say, we're going to lock you up, and we're going to put you away, like they did with Paul Manafort, and then we're going to lock up your wife, well, maybe you go, oh, man, I got to get out of this somehow. It's inexcusable. It is parasitic, and it is wrong. It is wrong. And especially, I keep telling you about the stellar resume of Robert Mueller when he was he's a Marine and the awards that he won. And then Frankie keeps telling me and correcting me, really, about how Robert Mueller wasn't so stellar in public service. So now he has free reign? This is so wrong. You know it, and I know it. How do we get the word out that, no, you want to just go, no? So when President Trump gets blustery, and he gets way politically incorrect, and he starts name-calling, and he starts tweeting, what other choice does he have? I mean, really, what other choice does he have? Because look at the other side. What was supposed to be civil, and it was supposed to be well thought out, and well organized, and decent, in a law enforcement arena, when they go off the rails the way this Mueller investigation has, the president has no choice but to be like he is. This is so wrong. And Matthew Maury will break it down for us. And another story, President Trump and other world leaders have gathered in Argentina as the Group of 20 summit officially begins today. They are signing that USMCA. You know what that is, Frankie? Do you know that USMCA?
Yes, unlike Charles Gasparino, I actually know what that is. And I think it's a great trade deal for actually all three countries available. And that's how trade should work.
It is. The USMCA, it replaces NAFTA, and the president put that front and center, and it's being signed apparently today. There was a high-speed chase near the U.S.-Mexico border that left three people dead and eight people injured Thursday night. That's not stopping, too. And then this, too, here's another story. Fired FBI Director James Comey, I will not go away, has asked the judge to dismiss a congressional subpoena for him to testify about alleged anti-Trump bias in the agency under his watch. I'm telling you, I'm looking through this. This is a disturbing story, too. I'm just breaking down the news for you on this Friday, and then we'll take your phone calls, 877-970-2999. This apparently, amid outcry from civil rights groups, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, he's a Republican in South Carolina, he reversed his stance and announced Thursday he would oppose and battle Trump judicial nominee Thomas Farr. So what we really need, because you see how when New Jersey is now becoming a sanctuary state, you see New York, we're losing all these states. California is gone. So you want, the good thing about President Trump is he could put federal judges in that could because everything ends up in the court anyway, and that could, and these, hopefully these federal judges can make some sense. So this guy, Tim Scott, a Republican, the president, a Republican, they nominated a Republican. This guy, Thomas Farr, apparently racist, Frankie Five Boroughs. That's what they're saying, allegedly.
Well, apparently what Senator Scott is giving as his reason for opposing Mr. Farr is that when he was working for Jesse Helms in 1984 and 1990, for many years, Jesse Helms was a segregationist, but, you know, a lot of senators were. But when Farr was working for Jesse Helms and helping to run his Senate campaigns, he led a campaign of voter suppression designed to keep black voters from coming out to vote.
Yeah. All right. So if Tim Scott's going to go against the guy, they probably will take this guy off this this nominee ballot, and then they'll put somebody else in just like that. Hopefully, right, Frankie?
There's no shortage of conservative justices, conservative judges that they can put in South Carolina. So, you know, they get rid of this guy and they put another one in.
Hey, how about this story at Albert II in Jersey, this Monmouth County situation? You know, we talked to Sheriff Sean Golden in Monmouth County last week about this when this broke, and I talked to my friend Stacy down there, and they were saying how this is something fishy about this whole fire. Remember there was that fire in Colts Neck, New Jersey, which is like, you drive through, you go, wow, this is Jersey. It's beautiful. It's horse country. Now what's happening here? So Sheriff Golden hinted he could not say anything. I don't know that he knew anything at the time, but Sheriff Golden said it could be a domestic situation, and that's exactly apparently what it is. Monmouth County man charged with shooting his brother. That guy that burned his house, right? Then he shot his brother. I hate to be this graphic this early in the morning, but Al, help me out here. But he killed the kids, too?
He killed the kids and the brother's wife, lit the house on fire, and then he set fire to his own house to make it look as if they were both being targeted. Apparently, it was a business deal that had gone wrong. The brothers were involved in a business together. In fact, their offices were in Asbury Park. But a lot of people were suspect of these two guys because they were running a software company, but nobody really kind of knew what they did. So who knows? Obviously, I'm assuming that money was involved in some way. You know, maybe they were losing money in the company or something, and the one brother wanted to do something, and the other brother didn't agree. But I mean, to go out and you kill your own brother and his whole family?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, and in a beautiful community like that, just inexcusable. Donald Trump canceled his meeting with on the international stage with Vladimir Putin, and President Trump canceling a planned meeting with the Russian president at the G20 summit because he cited Russian aggressions in Ukraine. So he decided not to go there. But however, with the Saudi Arabia situation, with the Khashoggi situation, he's still under criticism for that. And I don't know. You know, Frankie, everybody whacks everybody. But I guess should the president, in your opinion, Frankie Five Boroughs, have maybe put a sanction or two against Saudi Arabia just as a show of I don't know, show against this whacking of Khashoggi?
Well, I mean, I think we should do a lot worse than sanction them. I think we need not just because of Khashoggi, but for the Saudi government's sponsorship of terrorism, for their back channeling of funds and resources to groups like ISIS and Al Qaeda, for the role they played in 9/11, for what they're doing in Yemen, for the fact that they still execute people for sorcery. You know, it's a backwards country, and the only reason they're treated with any respect, it's a theocracy, it's a dictatorship, it's a brutal regime that doesn't respect human rights. The only reason they get any respect on the world stage is because they have a whole lot of money. And I think we need to decide as a country, not if, but how we are going to de-Saudiize our economy. We need to get to a place where we're not so dependent on cash. It used to be we were dependent on oil, and we figured out as a country how to become oil independent, energy independent. Let's do the same thing with this Saudi blood money. Let's find a way to do away with all everything we're dependent on from Saudi Arabia. But the first part of what you said, I think the president's making a big mistake by canceling this meeting with Putin. The solution...
Oh, you think so too, huh?
Absolutely. You should use this as an opportunity to meet more with Putin. And this is the danger this Russian probe. And maybe we can talk about this later.
Yeah, exactly right. Because God forbid he should do something that will help the country, because everybody will be all over him. Hey, and we also got to talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Apparently, it's politically incorrect now.
Really?
They're all over that. They're all over it. And it's so. But listen, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to noted attorney Matthew Maury about this whole Michael Cohen situation. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you. 7:21 on the radio. Mm-hmm. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise this early in the morning?
Well, let's see what's happening, Joe. You mentioned the Colts Neck area with that tragedy. Everything moving okay at this point as you head to 18 and as you head up through that Colts Neck area. No major problems for you on Route 9, but on the Garden State Parkway South, right past the Driscoll Bridge, an accident there. 287 North, exit 1 in Edison. Looks like some debris on the road and several cars with flat tires because of that, so want to steer clear of that. The New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur, south of 15E, a collision. Inbound GWB about an hour. Lincoln 30, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. And we're still seeing volume as you take a ride to the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Slauson Ave, accident cleared. This report sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. The T.J. Martell Foundation, music's promise for a cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org. Looks like we may see some showers today, high of 43, some light rain tomorrow afternoon with a high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, stores are already running out of some of the hot toys of the holiday season. The New York Post says Walmart has a shortage of Hot Wheels cars and Jurassic World action figures. Isaac Larian, chief executive of MGA Toys, says no retailer will be able to fill the void left by Toys R Us. And fresh supplies of some of its toys won't arrive until next year. The Post says Walmart, Target, and Amazon don't have the space and did not anticipate how quickly toys would sell. Next year, three new streaming services will debut from AT&T. You'll see original movies and TV series from Warner Brothers, Turner, and HBO. The company hasn't revealed what it will charge. Stocks were little changed on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrials down 27, the NASDAQ dropped 18, the S&P down 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo of the Radio 726 telling you about Mike Lindell. He has an incredible deal for you. You know Mr. Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow. Well, he has 30% off the My Pillow mattress topper, plus two free standard size My Pillows when you call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. Or again, if you're driving, please remember MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code AM970. You got to check out the My Pillow mattress topper. It's made of like three layers, right? That give you the support you need. It helps relieve pressure points by evenly distributing your body weight. Regulates your body temperature with an ultra-soft patented temperature regulating cover. I love the MyPillow mattress topper. I sleep on it every night. I love it. It's got a 10-year warranty, by the way. Made in America. Mike makes everything right there in Minnesota. And it's backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. And now this from Mr. Lindell. You get 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper plus two free standard-size MyPillows when you call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. But use the promo code AM970. And for that mattress topper, plus those two free standard size My Pillows when you call 800-651-0798. Remember this, if you'd be so kind to do this, MyPillow.com. You got to check it out today. But you got nothing to lose. You got a 60-day money-back guarantee, made in America, and a 10-year warranty. You're going to check out MyPillow, please. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
AM 728 with Joe on the radio. Matthew Mary is a longtime criminal defense attorney, radio talk show host. Hey, Matthew, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing?
Doing great and glad to be on with you, Joe. Thanks for all you do every morning for America. Standing up for truth is something that's hard to see in this country anymore.
God bless you for saying that. It ain't easy, man. It is not easy. But we're dying to hear your reaction, Matthew, when you heard that Michael Cohen had entered into a new plea agreement. Give it to us, Matthew.
Well, you know, Joe, we've got to go back to square one to try to understand this and to regain our sanity. They've got us talking about nonsense. All of this should be viewed within the context that Russia is not our enemy and has not been our enemy since December 26, 1991, when the Soviet Union collapsed. Boris Yeltsin took over. His right-hand man was Vladimir Putin. They are primarily responsible for ending the Cold War. We're not talking about people who should be our enemies. Now, why couldn't Trump do business with Russia during the campaign if he did? This is insanity. And why is Cohen being dragged into court to upstage the president's trip to the G20 meeting? Yeah, yeah. Why isn't President Trump's full statement, the full statement that I saw on Fox News about all of this, why isn't it being reported by CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times? Nothing. Everything's distorted. That's the real cancer that we've got going in this society right now, and it's hard to believe.
But Matthew, Michael Cohen, what did he plead to? He pleaded to that he knew, and it sounded like such a lie to me, man.
He pleaded guilty to lying before Congress, and if we're going to boil it down to plain English, he's saying that he testified in the Senate that his negotiations to build a hotel in Russia ended on a certain date, January 2016, and now he's saying that he continued discussions about this beyond that date, into the time of the campaign. Who cares? What is this all about? You know, after two years, Joe, this Robert Mueller investigation, what have they produced? They've produced a lot of cooperators like George Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, General Flynn. What have they all said about Trump? Nothing. Not a thing. What is he doing? He's trying to squeeze Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone to try to create some kind of case against Trump. 2 years, and he's got zero. It seems that perjury traps are Mueller's specialty, and President Trump may have fallen into one of those by submitting those written answers to the questionnaires. Alan Dershowitz said, don't do it, and I don't know who's advising President Trump, but this is the key to everything for them. There's no evidence of any crimes. They're calling in people and trying to trap them. This is what prosecutors do.
Yeah, well, you're one of the toughest criminal defense attorneys in New York and very experienced at cross-examining witnesses in federal trials, Matthew Mary. What would you do to Michael Cohen? How would you deal with this, sir?
Well, I hate to use this. Well, I was going to say I would crucify him, but you know that's a bad analogy.
Yeah.
I think that he is full of dirt. Michael Cohen is supposed to be a lawyer, but he's what we call a punk, P-U-N-K. This is what this guy is. And any lawyer who cross-examines him has to go after his character. It's beyond belief why he breached the attorney-client privilege to save his own skin over nothing.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to jail for life.
Yeah, and is this a separate from the plea he took in the Southern District of New York on taxi medallions, correct?
Right, that's separate, and he also talked about in the previous plea, it was about campaign financing. It just seems that Mueller's striking out all over the field here. He's striking out both ways, trying to strike out at Donald Trump, but failing. He's failing, and to me, what I see in this is desperation. Desperation, and it's more a news story than a law story in terms of trying to get the airwaves to have negative stuff about Donald Trump. People just don't understand that this is nonsense from the beginning.
Yeah, it's so true. And do you think Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone have anything to worry about, Matthew?
When the government's after you, you always have something to worry about. But let's hope that justice will prevail. And I think that all of this may backfire because, you know, Mueller's trying to get cooperators. If there could be just one cooperator in his camp to expose what they're doing, it's going to be the biggest story since Watergate.
Does this Mueller probe is it coming to an end anytime soon? Is this what this is showing, that they are desperate, so they're going to come to an end? Because they're grasping for straws, Matthew Mowry, do you think this means the Mueller probe will come to an end soon?
Yes, I think it will come to an end soon. Not very soon, but soon enough. And at the end of it, you're going to have just this big, poppycock report condemning Donald Trump and, you know, casting aspersions against him. But as Alan Dershowitz said yesterday, there are no crimes here.
Mm. And now quickly, Matthew, before we let you go, appreciate your time, sir. Give us your take on this Colts Neck murder, man. One of the most beautiful towns in America, right in Jersey. How do you possibly defend this guy, huh?
You know, Joe, right before you called, before I called in, I was listening to the news on this, and all I could say to you is that I'm glad I'm not representing this guy. Huh. This case doesn't make any sense, and it's horrible. We don't know anything yet. When the full facts come out, this is going to be even more horrific than it is right now.
Yeah, thanks. Matthew, always appreciate it. Thanks for your fight. Thanks for being the great patriot that you are, sir. And come back anytime, and come back soon, Matthew Mary. Thank you so much.
Okay, pal.
There it is, longtime criminal defense attorney Matthew Mary, radio talk show host, and a very, very sharp, quick legal mind. And you see this whole fiasco, this whole witch hunt. You and I could talk about it. I could mention it over and over and over again. They got nothing. They got nothing, yet they're allowed to do anything if you're the government. And that just incenses me. And it's wrong. And you know it, and I know it. 877-970-2999. 735. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news, live and local, on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The homeless veteran from Philadelphia who's been accused in a GoFundMe scam is being extradited to Burlington County to face charges. Johnny Bobbin announced he'll waive extradition during a court hearing on Thursday, but will remain in Pennsylvania for a probation violation hearing scheduled for Monday. Both he, Kate McLaurin, and her now ex-boyfriend Mark D'Amico are accused of raising hundreds of thousands of dollars through an online scheme. The ruse involved promoting a story that Bobbitt had given McClure his last $20 for gas, which allowed the group to allegedly take in $400,000 on GoFundMe. All law enforcement agencies statewide in New Jersey being ordered to limit any voluntary assistance that might be given to federal civil immigration authorities. Attorney General Gerbier Graywall announced Thursday that the Immigrant Trust Directive is now in effect. Under the directive, all law officers at the state, county, and local level cannot stop, interrogate, search, arrest, or detain anyone based on their immigration status. Other rules state individuals cannot be asked about their immigration status, and all levels of law enforcement are now forbidden to provide immigration and customs enforcement with access to their resources, among other provisions. In sports, Craig Anderson, 28 saves. Senators shut out the Rangers 3-0. The Blue Shirts have lost 3 of their last 4. And sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Let's go right to the spray north of Jackson Ave into Greenberg. An accident southbound Thruway Building 12 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound side of the GWB, still about 50 minutes in. The accident cleared from that ramp from the Palisades Parkway. If you're heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 25. Holland about 25 minutes heading into town. New Jersey Turnpike southbound Western Spur at 15E. They finally cleaned up that accident. 287 North exit 1 debris and the Garden State Parkway South at the Driscoll Bridge, an accident in the left lane. We're still seeing volume as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out towards Slauson Ave with that earlier problem gone. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up by the Prospect. Queens Plaza getting out toward the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, an accident there as well. And traffic is still slowing down at the Brooklyn Bridge. It looks like an accident on the ramp to the FDR Drive. Some light rain today, high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Win a free case of CoQ10ergy. CoQ10ergy hydrates and energizes, but is healthy, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. Enter online at am970theanswer.com. Contest runs monthly with a new winner every month through the end of 2018. Every entry receives a free sample of CoQ10ergy at no cost and free shipping. One online entry will be chosen at random on the final Friday of each month and will be announced on my show the following Monday. See complete contest rules at am970theanswer.com.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Thanks, Valerie. 7:39 right now. If I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind to me and my family? Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years. Consider, please, the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milano. In one wonderful tour, you'll see the heart of Italy come home with memories that last a lifetime. Hey, maybe it's that special anniversary, right? Or a magical setting to renew your vows. I'm just saying. Join Steve Perillo on a stress-free escorted vacation where you don't gotta lift a finger. Be among the first 10 people to request a brochure today. Receive a bottle of Botticelli, premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil, courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I'm not going nowhere.
Come on, get the morning started.
I'm gonna stay right here. You know how much I care. So don't worry about me, baby, because I'm right here at home. Oh, baby.
We got a good thing going. Mick Jagger and the Stones. That's the early Stones. Thank you, Albert. I sent a whole list to Al Gattulo, and a lot of it's that early 60s music. I hope you don't mind. Actually, that's pretty much the mid-late 60s. The Stones just ripped it up. They took all those old blues tunes and reinvented them. And Mick Jagger's still working today. Frankie, he's going on tour now. Isn't he going on tour again, Mick Jagger?
That's my understanding. Wow. Really a great performer.
Unbelievable. 7:41 with Joe on the radio with Frankie and Al. Here it is, Friday. So I get emails. I get texts. And I get social correspondence, and we love that you reach out, and we love that you become part of the show, because you are the show when you listen to Frank and Alan, Joe and Debbie. We don't take that for granted at all. And 877-970-2999 if you'd like to join us. But I always like to read the patriotic tweets. Here's someone says, I'm an immigrant and now a U.S. citizen. And he showed a flag flying on top of a naval vessel. And his son is a sailor. And he said about that flag, this is the flag I will be getting for Christmas. It will be officially retired this week. And written on it will be latitude and longitude, a little gift from the captain to my boy on his recent promotion. I love America, and in my opinion, love it or get the hell out. You know, everybody, so God bless you, and congratulations. The patriotism is great. It's in your heart, and I feel it. And when we're on the radio every morning, we appreciate it. And it's not like they think there's something wrong with us if you're patriotic, you know? If you say, God bless America, one nation under God, and God we trust. I'm telling you. And then we keep, but what is, what I can't understand, when I see, and I'm alluding to New Jersey becoming a sanctuary state, as when you hear Governor Cuomo say, ICE are thugs, America was never great, and the rest of us are just saying, like this gentleman whose son is doing so well in the United States Navy, how much we love this country, how much my grandparents, my parents, my father would tell me how great we are as a country. And now we've got to be a sanctuary state, and we never help us who have to pay taxes, number one. Number two, the most stressed, the most at risk in our areas of the United States of America, the richest country in the world. Yet we reach always out. Now we're worried about making New Jersey a sanctuary state. Frankie, five boroughs.
Well, right. So the governor is not using that word, but clearly, or the attorney general is not using that word, but clearly it is. I mean, this is a, as I said, this is a, this is creating a state-sanctioned haven for those seeking to evade federal authorities. That is what a sanctuary city or state is, exactly. Now, this is, and this is all being done at the expense of public safety, and that is a real, real problem. So people should understand what's happening here, okay? The state legislature has not voted on this. The people of New Jersey have not voted on this. And the New Jersey Attorney General, Gerber Gruhl, is deciding unilaterally, I guess in accordance with the governor's wishes, that they are not going to adhere to federal detainer requests from ICE. So think about that. Think about someone that's in the country illegally. Yeah. They get arrested for a minor offense, whatever that is, whatever. Let's say it's drinking and driving, although that, you know, can be quite serious. And then ICE says, hey, guys, this guy's in the country illegally. Hold on to him. We want to deport this guy.
Exactly.
And instead, they let this guy go. What if that person goes out and commits a murder or a robbery or a rape or anything else? I am amazed that there isn't more outcry to this. This is absolutely preposterous. Yeah, these people who are in the country illegally, Joe, they don't have a right to be in the country. And if you get arrested or you get stopped by law enforcement and federal law enforcement says, hey, psst, please hang on to this guy until we can deport him. Who are you, Gerber Gruhl, to ignore federal law?
Gerber Graywall.
Well, what, and then, but I see that Chief Kelly at Jersey City said he was there at the press conference. This is pro-immigrant, pro-law enforcement directive.
I get the rationale, the stated rationale, I should say, for
what
why
is
they're
that?
Trying to.
I'm missing all the things.
So the idea is you don't want people that are in the country illegally to be afraid of local police. You want them if they're
so don't
a victim.
Come into the country illegally.
Well, I know, but the reality is there's 14, 15 million of them here, right? So if somebody is robbed, if somebody's assaulted, if somebody is raped, you want them to run to the police to tell them exactly what they know about that crime. So the fear is if they're afraid to cooperate with law enforcement because they may get deported, then they'll be less likely to do so. Mm. Now, but there's a fine line between refusing to cooperate with ICE, or actually there's not a fine line. There's a major large line between refusing to cooperate with ICE and doing proper policing. You know, I don't know of anybody in New Jersey that really feels afraid to deal with police. I think this is an insane policy, and the voters should have an opportunity to vote on this.
Yeah, and there should be more, and there is, the way Governor Christie made more of a community policing situation in Camden, New Jersey, although there was, I criticized a lot of that because they kind of busted up the police force, but they made this community kind of feel for the police to deal with the community. That would have been a better initiative than just doing this political. This is a broad stroke to be politically correct. And in fiscal year 2017 in New Jersey, there were 3,189 arrests in New Jersey by ICE. That's a 42% increase compared to the previous year. And I just don't understand why this is an initiative. We can't even handle a snowstorm. Can we go right down to the basics? Can we go to the basics of property tax? Can we go to the basics when we go to work, we would like to have the roads cleaned up. And not just an abysmal display of management in the last snowstorm. And it wasn't even a snowstorm. It was a couple inches and couldn't
handle
it. Governor
Phil Murphy coming at you.
There he goes.
Yeah, look, he's got great advice.
The most important piece of advice, the biggest caution to give you is please, if you can, stay in. This is a good moment to get off the roads, mm-hmm. stay in your homes,
and
keep in touch.
Pay those high taxes, right? Keep in touch. And again, not to say anything against Governor Murphy. He's a very, very nice man. No, he's a very, very nice guy. He really is. But you can't just keep putting in these progressive socialists. And people voted for it. So Al keeps telling me, this is what the people got. You get what you vote for. And everybody showed up and voted for this guy. But for crying out loud, there's never anything that has to do with us, with we the people. And when they do $15 an hour, I understand that. $15 an hour, sure, easy to say if you don't have a small business, if you're not a small business person. But where is, like I keep saying, create the revenue. Create the revenue by jobs, by bringing companies in. And you told me, Al, this morning, Honeywell just ran for the hills.
Yeah, they're leaving. They have not made
Mercedes
an official
Benz
announcement.
And every other company that's leaving the state in droves.
Right. They haven't made an official announcement yet, but they are about to leave. So, $40 million tax break they got 3 years ago. Now, that was during the Christie administration. Again, we're giving tax breaks to companies to entice them to stay, and then they up and leave. There has to be a penalty for those things. You can't just simply continue to give tax breaks away to companies. This goes for the same with Amazon and everybody else. You can't do that, and then when they decide to leave after a couple of years, there has to be a penalty.
Or General Motors, man. General Motors. Oh, we're leaving. We're leaving North America. Two plants in the United States. And we're leaving. No. And I love when President Trump steps up and says, not so much. Not so fast. We bailed you out, man. You have a responsibility to stay there. But I tell you what, Albert, I don't blame the companies. They can't live there. And it's not the companies. It's the people who work for the companies who are complaining about the taxes and the traffic and everything else that for some reason, in the name of God, I don't understand how these politicians do not understand it. They don't understand what we have to deal with to work in New York and New Jersey. It drives me crazy. And that's why you wonder why sometimes we think we should run for office. Maybe it's time to get into the arena. But maybe it's time to go in a third party run.
Because you know what, Joe?
Both parties are nuts at this point.
Raising the minimum wage to $15, while it sounds like a smart idea, is going to hurt many small businesses across the state of New Jersey. You're going to see more small businesses close. You're going to see a lot more people out of work because they simply cannot afford to pay $15 an hour. Now, you want to do it incrementally over the course of time and maybe start lowering people's taxes so that businesses can stay? Maybe that's the idea. Yeah. But I'm telling you, more small businesses are going to go out of business in New Jersey.
I know. It's so true. And you need people that just really feel for the people, not who are just in some ivory tower in Trenton that are making decisions. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. How about you?
Good. I'm good.
You had a great day yesterday, right?
Oh, that was such an inspirational day. Yes. And then, I just had a great time with the kids. It took a lot. I was with them for hours, and I made that trek down to see Charlie do her reconciliation. And that was, and you know, that's something that we seem to be losing in our society as well, is that faith in, and I don't want to say I'll be political here, but in that regard, but faith is not a bad thing. They make us feel like it's bad. You know what I mean? It's like,
positive.
Oh, you can't say God in classroom. You can't say that. I'm saying it. I'm saying it on the radio. You know, thank God. The kid was great. It was, you know, and now Feast of St. Andrew today. Just saying, Deb.
Okay. St. Andrew. my nephew. I better call my nephew Andrew.
There you go.
Happy feast day.
Happy feast day. I better go judge Napolitano. Right. Happy feast day.
That's right.
Hey, Deb, traffic-wise, it's early, I know, but it's Friday, and people are going to start to get out of town. How we doing out there?
Joe, it looks like you're busy on the Jackie Robinson West at Forest Park Drive. Accident blocking a lane there. It's busy on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at Union Turnpike with an accident. Queens Plaza heading right into the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge and accidents. And the Brooklyn Bridge moving solely inbound right on the ramp to the FDR Drive, a collision there. Belt Parkway West out by Flatbush Avenue, an accident as well. It's still going to be stop and go for you on the Southern State Parkway eastbound, getting out toward the Wantagh with a collision. And stop and go here at the Hudson River Crossings. The inbound GWB still holding on to a 40-minute delay. Lincoln 30, Holland still at least 30, and we're still seeing some volume here on 287. 287 northbound building up by exit 1. Over in Edison because of some earlier issues. Garden State Parkway South at the Driscoll Bridge, an accident just about cleared as well. And do watch out for some slowdowns on the New Jersey Turnpike to truck lanes north ramp at exit 10, an overturned truck there. Some light rain expected today, high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains why the left protests.
I'll tell you what they're protesting. They are protesting the lack of cause and meaning in their life. They don't know this, but I do. Left-wing protests in America are overwhelmingly a result of an emptiness in the soul.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
It's a crisp fall morning. Time for your daily pumpkin soy latte. As you wait for your coffee, you get a buzz. No, it's not your boss wanting extra whipped cream, but your ADT video doorbell. It's a package. Your new latte machine. No more $5 PSLs. Barista service. Brought to you by ADT. Designing and installing a smart home just for you. Backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
This Sunday, NHL on AM 970, The Answer. Tune in as the New York Rangers and Henrik Lundqvist host the Winnipeg Jets in the great Madison Square Garden. 2 months into the season, and the Rangers are in the hunt for the postseason.
You know, you're going to make mistakes. That's just going to happen. That's how you recover from them and how you react to them. That's the key.
Can the Rangers maintain a winning record? Find out Sunday, 5:30 pregame, 6 p.m. puck drop, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Albert. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, Joe Lundberg's coming up with the weather any second. It's 7:55 right now. I want to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. I love telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Michaels of Brooklyn have been with us since day one. Avenue R. Nostrand, you will find one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. This according to the Food Network, right? And we asked Fred over there, Fred, how do you make the sauce great? Why is the restaurant? And he goes, I don't know. We just do it. It's instinct. And they keep this restaurant has been in this community for almost 50 years, for over 50 years, right there in Avenue R. Nostrand. And I love that. They stay in the community. Then they make the best sauce in the world. Where do they make it? Right there. Right there in the community. I just love that. Not only is it, like you say, made in America, right? I always tell you that, how great that is. This is made in Brooklyn, baby. This is made in Brooklyn, New York. You know, they never left the neighborhood. How much do you love that? So if you want to experience one of the five best Italian restaurants with Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael and Enzo greeting you with that fancy bow tie that Enzo always wears, Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn. And then, please, as you travel around the country, and I know you listen to AM970TheAnswer.com, to your pal old Joe on the radio, we appreciate that very, very much. Look in on your supermarket shelf. You will see Michael's of Brooklyn distributed all across the country now. Take it home. Best jarred sauce you will ever have, bar none. Michael's of Brooklyn, you got to try it. Serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Whoa, can't you see?
Joe Lundberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Joe, you ready for that half marathon you're running?
I am. I rested yesterday afternoon, so I'm ready for it. Yeah.
Joe, you're the best. I swear to you. Wait a minute. So Saturday, will you carb up? Will you work out Saturday? No. When is the marathon?
I might go for a swim tomorrow morning.
Oh, please. You just want to wear the Speedo, Joe.
I do.
You like wearing the Speedo.
That's all I've got. I've got to work at Macy's tomorrow for 7 hours, so I'm going to be on my feet all day.
Are you Santa Claus at Macy's?
No, I'm not Santa Claus. No.
You go. I can't believe it. Hey, Joe, tell us, it's going to be cold, though, when you run on Sunday, yes?
No, it's not. The warm air comes in for one
right,
day.
Right.
It's Sunday. It's like perfect timing. It's like, thank you, God. I love it.
Yeah, that is great. That is great. Well, give us a breakdown in New York today.
All right. Clouds today, kind of cold. We'll get to about 43, 44, a few sprinkles here and there, maybe an afternoon evening shower. No big deal. And then tomorrow, it clouds up again. Rain toward evening, again, low to mid-40s. And then rainy tomorrow night. Rain ends Sunday morning. Temperatures will head towards 60 Sunday afternoon. Then we'll try to start out the work.
What time? What time? Early morning run for you?
It's 10 o'clock.
That's not so bad. Joe, you are an inspiration.
No. And, it's gonna be
and
nice.
Don't forget, when I talk to Joe Lumber, you're listening, and people know, they follow Joe. He was 675 pounds at one point. You remember?
700. Come on. No, 270 no, plus.
You were almost 300 pounds, though, really, right?
Three bills. Yes, I was.
God bless you, Joey. You're the best, man. You're the best. Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you a little bit. Joe Lumberg, a true inspiration, honestly, to lose all that weight and to stay with it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. You don't want to miss Frankie Five Boroughs. He's got a take on everything. We're going to get into politics in a big way. Al Gattulo is here. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you might want to see this weekend. Elias Huzamadin and Michael Goodwin on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't go away. We are coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
40 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. People in the area of Bayonne may hear a large explosion today, but shouldn't worry as it is a planned event. New York City's official emergency notification system has sent down an alert that there'll be a controlled detonation near Bayonne around 10 this morning, powerful enough that people as far away as Staten Island and Lower Manhattan may hear the blast. However, the action, while not being explained, is said to be routine in nature. A salad spot in Midtown under new management after several rats were seen in the eatery. Just Salad is located in the Rockefeller Center concourse and has been shut down due to the rodent problem. A customer posted video of the rats on social media. The founder of Just Salad tells the New York Post that the location was a hotspot for mice because it's underground. Management says they have no plans to reopen the eatery. In sports, Senators shut out the Rangers 3-0.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.